Listening Library presents I Am Not Joey Pigza by Jack Gantos. Read for you by the author. Chapter 1. Everybody loves a winner. You know me. I always have to have something on my mind or something in my hands. Otherwise, my mind chases off in one direction, and my hands go in another. This is how trouble starts for me, because if my mouth controls my mind, and my hands control my body, then I'm totally split in half. And as my grandmother once said to me, "You are like a chicken with its head cut off." "I am not," I argued right back, puffing out my chest. "My head is screwed on." "Not for long," she snapped, and lunged at my neck with her bony fingers. But I was too fast and ran off. Granny didn't like to be wrong, and the next day she brought a live chicken home when Mom was at work and called me out to the backyard. "Watch this," she said breathlessly as she flicked her cigarette toward St. Mary's Cemetery, which bordered our backyard. She stepped on the chicken's neck and pressed it to the ground with her bare foot as she raised a hatchet up into the air. "What you see next is just what I'm warning you about." Then she brought the hatchet down. "No," I yelled, and gave her a push from the rear. Suddenly there was blood everywhere, and I thought she had chopped her foot off, but it was only the chicken's head. Quickly, she set the headless chicken upright on the dirt, and it took off running in circles with blood spurting from its neck until in a spastic moment it flew up and over our side fence and into the unfriendly neighbor's yard.